This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
I think, Derek, there's a general feeling that Aston Villa are safe, but they're not, are they yet?
Well, that's incredible you should say that, because my opening gambit was about to say, when I looked at the league table, I was startled by how precarious Villa's position is. I just thought, you know, when he got those couple of decent results a couple of weeks ago, I thought, that's it, job done for them. But, you know, they really had only got 32 points.
The funny thing is, Derek, is that when you listen to Robbie on 606, one week he's like, yeah, Villa are down, you know, because he's quite... you know, he's quite definite in his opinion.
He is.
Next week he's like, oh, Villa's safe. And to be fair, Darren Fletcher does the show with him every week. We're like, they were down last week, Robbie. Yeah, they're safe now. And then I heard him last week going, yeah, I mean, they're still in bother, aren't they? Yeah. It's like, come on!
He did it early on in the season with Liverpool and Manchester United, where he was convinced that Liverpool couldn't possibly get beat in that game against Manchester United. And the next week it was... they'll finish above Liverpool now.
Yeah. I mean, you're Sunderland, you know, everyone's saying Sunderland are down, right? They're 2 points behind Villa with a game in hand.
Yeah.
You know, and they're third from bottom, Sunderland.
That's run,
how bad Villa's position is.
Yeah.
So, this is a tough figure. Both teams, these two sides are playing, Villa and Everton are playing as well now as they played all season long.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's great news for Villa. I can't explain why Everton are doing that when there's nothing at stake for them. This is probably the other game you had in mind, Lee, when you said there's a couple of games that's impossible to call.
No, it's the other one was Stoke, actually.
There's a third, yeah. I really don't know how to call this one. I suspect Villa might be happy with a point, but that's not the way they play nowadays, is it, under Tim Sherwood?
No.
But Everton were excellent last week against Man United. Mm. I'm troubled by this fixture. I really haven't got a strong opinion, and if forced, I'd go for the draw.
Mm. Okay, the draw is in the betting at 21-10. There have been big changes under Tim Sherwood.
Yeah.
Many people highlighting the motivation under Sherwood. But what's increased is they're averaging a goal every six shots under Tim Sherwood, whereas it was one every 16 under Paul Lambert. They're just converting.
Yeah, and the man who's converting them is Christian Benteke. You would have been unlucky if you'd have backed him last week, because and Derek was unlucky as well. Remember Derek's knack last week was 11-1 Aston Villa
at 2-2.
They had that, you know, Benteke was through. It should have been a red card. He would have probably notched the penalty as well. So, you know, no reason not to back Benteke again here. I'd go for the draw as well, but I'm not really concerned with the outrights here. Tim Sherwood will set his team up to go and try and win this game. We've seen nothing else from him than that. Everton, obviously, growing in confidence game after game. After a pretty barren spell of a lack of goals away from home, they've scored at QPR, they've scored at Swansea. I think both teams score. I think over 2.5 goals will feature, and that's my bet. The both teams to score and over 2.5 goals at 13-10.
The over 2.5 is not bad.
No, not at all.
Odds against there, 21-20.
Yeah, I just can't see anyone keeping a clean sheet here, to be honest with you. I think, you know, Villa will go for it. They have to go for it. Like, as he keeps saying to us, this team's not set up to defend. So, yeah, I think they'll have a right go. And if you want to throw in Benteke, by the way, another one, if it is a game full of goals, then Agbonlahor's worth a look. 7 goals against Everton, more than he's managed against any other club as well. He made his Premier League debut against them and scored in that game as well. So, you know, there seems to be something about this, doesn't there, when a player has a favourite opponent, if you like.
Yeah.
It always seems to turn out that they have a good game against them. So, just goals in this one.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.